Say, Lord Jesus, I need ears to hear, eyes to see what your Spirit is saying to me. Amen? This morning, he was on a quest to pour in. And I was writing down a little bit about my celebration on Sunday, watching how he got rid of the grave clothes. Those are my notes from this morning. And then the word ecclesia. Now, ecclesia is also in Latin. It's in French. That's the one I recognize too. It's church. It's also in Greek, yes, and in it's E-K-K-E-L-I. I looked it up. There's a lot of information, and I said, Lord, why am I looking all this up? He says, you're on the wrong path. Shut it down. You're going into the brain. How many have a problem with the brain? Thank you. Going into the brain, you get all kinds of information, but you don't get revelation. You get into revelation by the Holy Ghost. This is what I heard. The ecclesia is the ruling power of God manifest through his people to make known the manifold wisdom of God using the ecclesia to expose and pull down rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. Now, that presents a problem. How do you pull down this kind of stuff in the heavenlies if you have no authority up there? The authority you have is here, horizontal.
But what you bind on...
Yeah, I know what it says.
Okay.
I have scars to prove it. And John Paul Jackson wrote a book. And he was getting phone calls from all over the country that there were many people interceding for the abortion problem. What was happening is they were pulling down those strongholds, and all the ladies in the church that were pregnant would literally have a miscarriage. And it was coming from different parts of the country, and he said to the Lord, what's going on? So he wrote a book called Needless Casualties of War. That came out about a year and a half after my surgery, and I had stepped out in that same realm, not knowing, because I had listened to the commercial of the church that says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Well, those are all good words. But remember, in the book of Jude, Jude says not even the angels are commissioned to pull those down, because those authorities are there because God allowed them to be there. And he is the author. And Jude said, with wisdom, you can respond to these areas by saying, the Lord rebuke you. And you're coming at them from a humble position, not from a superior attitude coming out of your carnal mind. So, I said, Lord, do we need to go there today? And he says, well, you need to be able to give them caution lights. When you start being aware that the heavenly rulers are ruling your area, that's the beginning of wisdom. Anybody got a clue about homosexuality ruling and reigning in Massachusetts? All right. Now, do I have anything against homosexuals? They haven't got a clue what's going on. But the church should know that your battle is not against flesh and blood. Okay? Abortion. It's still happening, but God is working on this case. Okay? And he will pull those things down as you stand and resist and obey the Holy Spirit. It's not up to you to bind and loose. It's up to you to say the Lord rebuke you. Because you're not going to rule over my child, over my grandchild, over my great-grandchild. Okay? So, many people, men and women, take the easy road out because they think it's going to help them. But they're hurting themselves and they're hurting their future. Not a good thing. So what do? We love the people where they're at without criticizing them, without finding fault with them, but loving them back into health. I saw some of that Sunday. Because I have privileged information about many of the people you guys were praying with. How many know a pastor can know things that he doesn't advertise? Well, yes, thank you. One would hope. I have much privileged information, and I do not spill it. However, watching the Holy Spirit cleaning house was wonderful. Because the Lord was using people who did not know. Head knowledge will get you into trouble. When I have head knowledge and I give counsel from my mind, I try to tell people, I'm giving you the best I know, but that's not the best that you have available. The Holy Ghost is higher than you. The Holy Ghost is higher than me. I've seen cases, and I've shared with you guys that there were times when I would say to people, I don't want to hear your problem. I want to go to the Lord first. Because they're all coming in to unload for 2 hours all their hurts and pains. You want to be a counselor? It's fun. You're going to learn a lot of things you didn't like learning. And I'll give you an example. This is not somebody that you know. You could never connect. This is 30 years old, but it's a lesson that I never forgot. Beautiful young lady. She was from out of state. She had asked for help, and the commission from the Lord was to give her a hand. She was married, didn't have any children, and we worked once a week for about, I would say, 6 months or so. Each week we met. This one day, she comes in and she gives me this little piece of paper. About yay long, and it's got item 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And she gives me a copy, and she says, I kept a copy for me. And I said, oh, that's nice. So her commission was to me, the counselor, at the time. I wasn't a pastor then. And it was how to keep her comfortable so I would not ruffle her feathers by accident. Oh, go ahead and laugh. You think it's fun? 5 or 6 things that I said, wait a minute, young lady. Where are you coming from with this list? Oh, God told me. I said, I wonder which God that was. Me, myself, and I, or one of his helpers? Yeah. I said, in case you forgot, every tape, because I taped every session. I said, you go home and listen to the last 6 months of tapes. And there was not one time that I gave you my opinion. I gave you the word of the Lord. So now you're going to get the word of the Lord. You're not to oversee my behavior. My husband does all these things to keep me happy. Otherwise, I can't sleep. Otherwise, I can't function. I said, well, lady, you have a problem. And you will have to deal with it. Because she couldn't understand that I wasn't being nice by giving her all these commissions. I said, well, number one, who is supposed to be receiving help here, me or you? And, well, I'm going to go see another counselor. I said, be a good idea. Because, you know, you're much too smart for me anyway. So, about, I would say, roughly 3 months later, I get a telephone call. It's around 3:15 in the morning. Same person. My wife picked up the phone because the phone was on the other side of the bed. And she said, it's so-and-so. Because I had warned my wife that we had a real issue going. And she was literally on a bridge. And there was a phone booth at the end of the bridge. And she's threatening me that she was now going to go to the center of the bridge and jump.
You said go ahead.
Yes, I did. That's exactly what I said. I said, isn't that going to be wonderful? We're going to have a big splash? I did. And my wife went nuts. She said, do you want me to go to the neighbors and call 911? I said, no.
They won't come anyway. I tried. Just saying.
So, the bottom line was, I said, young lady, the angels of the Lord are around you. So I know that even if you jump, you'll have a soft landing. She says, you're not being nice. I said, nobody hired me to be nice.
Amen.
God hired me to wake you up, that you're not going to impress me by your control tactics. So, she got angry and hung up on me. 2 days later, I got a telephone call. I'm in the hospital. Are you going to come and visit me? I said, no. She said, I want to tell you that there was a policeman who heard my conversation with you on the phone, and he picked me up and put me to jail. And I had to go to jail, and from jail I'm now in the ward where I'm getting some help. Amen. I said, yes, you need it.
Amen.
You need help. And I'm not against you getting help, but you're going to learn that you're not going to push your agenda on other people.
Amen.
And that includes me or anyone else. You're not going to abuse people because you have an issue. How many of you have issues here?
Right here. Many, many.
Every single man or woman alive in the body of Christ has issues. There's not one. Not one without issues.
Amen.
But our ministry is a ministry of reconciliation.
Amen.
It's a ministry to bring the person back to the Lord where they belong and let him deliver and set them free.
Amen.
And I was trying my best to give this person some life. Why am I telling you that? Because there's not one person that is designed by God to do it alone.
Amen.
You need your neighbor. You need your brother, you need your sister, you need whomever God has placed in your heart. And many will carry you in prayer for a season until you get to a place where you can get reestablished and put your feet back in solid ground. I've known and seen people that mean well. I'm not saying their intentions are bad. I'm not saying that she knew any better. But I am saying to you that you, as a believer, have a job to do, and that is to lead them back to Christ, give them the word from the Lord, get them God's opinion of what's going on in their hearts.
Amen.
And not your own.
Yeah.
Remember at before communion, I said to you, how about when they say something, or those who said, or these who said, and then they go and live their lives according to they or them. How many of you have ever lived that? Then don't go there. Make an adjustment. Take your Bible out. Get God's opinion on it. The epistles are the best. The book of Philippians, if you're having a nightmare, read it. Study how many things you've done right. How many things that God has done for you. Think clearly by the things that God has given you already so that you don't stay depressed. It's one thing to visit depression. It's something else to live there.
Amen,
Kim. Amen?
Say
we can live, but not in depression forever.
Amen.
A part-time visit is okay, but don't go too long. And ask for help. Ask for prayer. Don't be ashamed to ask for prayer. I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 6. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age, or the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. What did we talk about? Principalities, powers, and ruling?
Of this world.
Huh?
Of this world.
Of this world, right. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him, and verse 10 is connected. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. So you have revelation available to you by the Spirit of the God who is alive in all of us. And sometimes a word of disagreement will shatter the darkness from the enemy.
Amen.
There are times when you know that that person is going in the wrong direction. And your intercession will change their hearts.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say, when you pray for me,
pray for me.
Changes are happening.
Changes are happening.
Not just in you,
not just in you,
but in me.
So the secret is,
pray for one another. That you may be healed. That can all apply. It'll apply to every one of us. When we pray for each other, God will be in the midst.
Amen. Amen.
And don't bow to someone who's giving you a hard time just for the sake of a hard time. Because I'll tell you, testing is okay.
Yep.
And it's part of the deal. But it also comes to a place where you know that you know that you know that help is needed and help is available. So be blessed by looking at the verse, second part of verse 10. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
Amen.
For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Is that clear enough?
Yep.
We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, and that we may understand what God has freely given to us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom. That's, they said, their opinion, those people. But in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. Sometimes it's going to come out in English, but sometimes it'll come out in tongues. The man without the Spirit is not except the things that come from the Spirit of God. Did you hear that? The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness to him. And he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. How many know sometimes your brain will look at a scripture and it'll identify the scripture, but it's going by reasoning and it won't fit. Yet, if you read it over and over, all of a sudden it starts to change your mind. That's the power of the Holy Spirit in you. The spoken word declared to you by your own mouth will change your future. Close your eyes now. Say the spoken word.
Spoken to me.
Through my own lips. Will change my future. It's not how ugly I am. Or how stupid I am. According to other people. That will bring life into my heart. It's what God's opinion is. And it is going to continue. Coming out of my mouth. Consistently, that I am blessed, that I am holy, I've been made righteous by faith. It's a done deal by God, and I've got to agree. His word will continue to shatter the mind of the natural man and create the mind of Christ. It's up to me. Hallelujah. Yes, dear.
I'm confused now about what you said about the binding and loosing. I'm not getting that.
On the horizontal, you're okay. If something negative comes to attack you in your room, face to face, no problem. If it's something from the heavenlies that's trying to come in and it has come down to face you, then you have authority. But if you're starting to chase him or her in the realm of the spirit, depending on what spirit you're chasing, no. It's a whole different realm. And we don't have authority there.
Amen.
That's the angelic kingdom. And the Lord will take care of it.
Amen.
All right? The Lord will take care of the darkness in the heavenlies. Principalities and powers. Ruling authorities. Okay? And if you question it, the scriptures are very good on John Paul Jackson's book.
Yeah.
Needless Casualties of War. Excellent. Excellent book. Okay? And I'll tell you, it'll teach you the caution lights that should be given to the body.